You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's start with the markets. Domestic indices ended Thursday's session in the green. The NSE Nifty 50 advanced 29.45 points or 0.15% to 19,413.75, and the BSE Sensex gained 164.99 points or 0.25% to 65,558.89. In sectoral indices, Bank Nifty rose 25.60 points or 0.06% to 44,665.05. Nifty IT jumped 1.75%. Nifty Realty soared 1.02%, while Nifty Auto fell 0.68%. Nifty Pharma tumbled 0.43%. Nifty PSU Bank tanked 2.38%, and Nifty Oil and Gas plunged 1.17%. The top gainers on Nifty 50 were TCS, Hindalco, Infosys, Tech Mahindra and Bajaj Finserv, while the losers were Power Grid, Coal India, UPL, Maruti Suzuki and BPCL. Moving on, Adani Green Energy on Thursday said that its operational capacity in the first quarter of FY24 increased by 43% on year to 8,316 megawatts. With the addition of 1,750 megawatts solar wind hybrid, 212 megawatts solar and 554 megawatts wind power plants. In a regulatory filing, the company said that its sale of energy increased by 70% on year at 6,023 million units during the quarter, backed by robust capacity addition, as against 3,550 million units in Q1 FY23. The solar portfolio capacity utilization factor was at 26.9%, with 40 BPS improvement year-on-year, backed by 99.7% plant availability. The sale of solar energy increased by 6% to 2,925 million units on the back of 212 megawatts capacity addition in Rajasthan. In other news, Delhi CM Arvind Kejriwal has announced that all three water treatment plants of the national capital have been shut down with immediate effect due to flooded Yamuna. Latest reports say that the flood water has already reached Kejriwal's official residence in Civil Lines area. Apart from North Delhi, several key arterial roads in and around the national capital have been affected. The evacuation of people that began on Monday itself is in full swing. Kejriwal also announced closure of schools located in the low-lying areas. As of Thursday morning, Yamuna was flowing at the record high level of 208.48 meters. With closure of the water treatment plant, Delhi residents are likely to face supply issues. Next up, the Karnataka government is all set to make history with a significant addition to the state's infrastructure. The government is planning to build a proposed 99-kilometer-long tunnel highway in Bengaluru, which will also be world's longest tunnel. The proposed project is for one of the longest tunnel networks in the world. The elevated tunnel network will include three major corridors. First, North-South Corridor will connect Bile with Hosur Road through Yalahanka, Hebbal, Makri Circle, Cantonment, Kasturba Road and Central Silkport. Second, East-West Corridor will consist of two corridors, one from Varthur Kodi to Janan Bharati and another from K.R. Puram to Goragunta-Palia through Old Madras Road. In top international news, Sudan finds itself engulfed in a raging conflict, forcing a staggering 3.1 million individuals from their homes, including over 700,000 who sought refuge in neighboring countries, according to the United Nations. Disturbingly, concerns are mounting as the nation teeters on the edge of a full-scale civil war. The turmoil in Sudan erupted in mid-April, with long-standing tensions between the military and the paramilitary rapid support forces finally erupting into violent clashes in the capital Khartoum and other regions across the northeastern African nation. This conflict has derailed Sudan's aspirations of achieving a delicate transition to democracy. Such hopes had blossomed after a popular uprising led to the removal of the longtime dictator Omar al-Bashir in April 2019. Meanwhile, a majority of districts across all 38 states and union territories in India are far from achieving the goal of digital learning as they fail to provide a necessary learning environment to students. Of the 766 districts, nearly 500 districts have hit rock bottom in the Combined Performance Grading Index for the years 2020-21 and 2021-22. States such as Andhra Pradesh, Assam, Bihar, Chhattisgarh, among others, face an urgent need to upgrade their facilities in digital learning with scores as low as 1 and 2 out of 50. Meanwhile, prominent states such as Delhi, Assam, Gujarat, Haryana and Maharashtra could manage to score up to 30 out of 50. Only districts in Punjab scored the highest at 40 in digital learning. Lastly, ISRO announced the commencement of the 25.30-hour countdown for Chandrayaan 3, the country's third moon mission. A successful outcome would place India in an exclusive group of nations including the United States, China, and the former Soviet Union that have accomplished this remarkable feat. ISRO stated that the Chandrayaan-3 program represents a significant leap forward, showcasing the capability of soft landing and lunar roving by its lunar module on the lunar terrain. The National Space Agency has established three main objectives for the Chandrayaan-3 mission: safe and gentle landing on the moon, demonstrating the rover's ability to move around on the lunar surface, and conducting scientific observations directly on-site. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.